Wait,
those are
wait.
Wrong for
did
sure.
you?
This could get.
Oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect.
Welcome to another episode of This Could Get Awkward. I'm Sam.
And I'm Janelle.
That's not just Janelle. That is Janelle on 5 rum and eggnog. Buckle in, folks. You want to know how long it took for her to get her shit together so we could hit record today? Quite some time.
Okay, it only took like 10 minutes.
It's really entertaining.
You called early.
That's true. I did. Okay, so I had a couple of topics that I wanted to start off with. I don't know about you guys, but do you know it's Christmas time?
Yeah, I think everybody does.
Yeah. It kind of just like explodes everywhere and you can't avoid it. At my job, this is the cutest part of my day right now, is we have this big box that kids can drop letters to Santa in. And then I take them to Santa. And by that, I mean to my office where I email these kids back.
Oh my God, you're Santa?
Yeah.
Wow, that's like a lot of pressure.
It's pretty easy. Like I kind of have it down. Like I don't exactly say the same thing every time, but like I have... In general, I'm like, thank you so much for your letter. I have noted that you are interested in these 12,000 things I don't know about because I'm too old. And I hope that you are having a magical and festive season so far. And that 2019 is nice for your family. Blah, blah, blah. Warm wishes. Santa Claus. P.S. I like chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
So every morning I come to work, I go empty the mailbox and get my coffee and then write a bunch of Santa letters. It's actually pretty fun. It's funny because some of these kids actually have their own email addresses. So for like 90% of the time, I'm emailing a parent that I know that they'll read the letter to their kid or whatever. But a couple of these kids have their own email addresses. So then I always think it's interesting in the morning when I go and open that email account and I see if I have any replies. And not as many as I would have thought. I would think like if you get a freaking email from Santa, like...
You're emailing Probably. Him back for sure. Yeah.
But only a couple kids have. One of them, very sweet, said, I hope you have a really awesome Christmas too, which was super nice. But more often than not, the replies that I get have no niceties, no greetings, no Santa, you're the best, no anything. It's literally like, actually, can I have this, 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 and also these things too? Bye. Like,
wow, direct.
Yeah, they just are like, they kind of just seem really bratty.
Yeah, like so ungrateful.
Hey man, you have a you actually seem to believe that you have a direct line to Santa because you are emailing me back and you're not using that direct line to freaking Santa Claus to like say anything nice or like ask me questions about magic or anything. Like you're literally
or, like,
just
about the
demanding
North Pole or anything.
Yeah. How do you get my letter so fast? Like they just demand more shit. So
what do you like respond? Like,
I
how
don't.
Do you respond? In you don't.
I don't. We're gonna respond to that.
Okay.
Fair. You get one freaking letter from Santa.
Yeah.
There was one cute reply that was like, chocolate chip cookies are my mom's specialty, which was cute. Yeah. So that's been kind of fun. The other funny thing about it is like, so I'm reading these letters that are in awful like child's handwriting.
Yeah.
So
it'd be horrible.
Yeah, they're very hard to decipher, but then when I do decipher them, I still have to, like, also at the same time Google, like, the things that they're asking for because I just have no idea what kids are into these days. So I'm constantly Googling things to, like, make sure that they're spelt correctly or mm-hmm. that they're, like, a real thing.
So, like, what's the it toy that everyone wants right now?
A lot of LOL surprise.
The hell is that?
Okay, so I'm not super clear, but from my Googling, I think it's like a toy, but you don't know what it is until you open it. And then I think it's just like a squishy little shit toy. I think. And then there's a lot of pajamas, which is cute. Lots of kids want pajamas. Lots of kids say Santa hat. So I'm always like, you'd like one of my hats, which is funny. And then a lot of Harry Potter books. There was one girl that was like, it was funny when I like chuckled as I was writing back to her because I was like, I have noted your desire for a horse clothing, riding boots for your horse, books about horses and movies about horses. It's just like she really likes horses, so that's cool.
Okay, so I have a question, and like, I don't think it should be inappropriate, because anybody who's listening to our podcast right now should totally be like older. But like, when did you stop believing in Santa Claus?
Oh, why would that be inappropriate? We have been talking this whole time about how I'm pretending to be him.
I don't know. I was just trying to keep the spirit alive, okay?
When? I think I was about like 7, maybe. And I'm pretty sure like I already had a hunch that like it was all bullshit. But okay. What really sealed the deal was we were opening presents around the tree, and then we were going to go to this other room, like where the fireplace is, to open like the stockings that are in my family from Santa.
Right.
And my mom was all of a sudden like, oh, fuck. And then she was like, okay, everyone stay here for a minute. I'll be right back. And I was like, and we were like, okay. And then I obviously followed her and then saw her like frantically stirring the stockings. So that kind of sealed the deal for me.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
What about you?
Well, like I can remember two instances in particular, like the moment when I was like, Santa's not real. You've been lying to me for my entire life. And I think one of them has to be when my sister is like 8 years older than me. So by the time I was like just coming of age where like I would realize that Santa's like not really real, she was like a teenager and being a little bit in her like rebellious stage or whatever it was. And I can remember the gift that I got was a toy that she had taken out while she was like cruising around with her friends in my parents' van.
I don't understand. What do you mean she took it out?
So what I got that year was this stuffed dog that was like life-sized, and it was... Aww. And looked just like our own dog that we owned. And so, like identical. Like, somehow identical. Looked identical Aww. To the dog that we owned. And my sister had, like, taken it out with her friends in the van. And they had, like, stuck a cigarette in its mouth. And I can't remember if, like, I had seen photos of it. And I was like, oh, like, what? Mel was with this dog that Santa brought me before. Or what happened? I can't even, like, exactly remember, but I know somehow that, like, triggered with me that it was like, no, somebody had seen this gift before, like, I got it from Santa.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is that my mom just had, like, horrible, like the worst hiding places. Like, obviously, the closet is where you're gonna look for first mm-hmm. and foremost, right? Like under the bed or in the closet. Like those are like the two best hiding places. Mm-hmm. And I can remember going into my mom's closet and either finding presents that said like, to Janelle, love Santa.
Aww.
Or shit. Like, to Janelle, like whatever. And like, I found it like way too early. And I can remember like confronting my mom about this. And being like, Mom, what the hell? Santa was already here. Like, 3 weeks in advance. And my mom's just like, honey, he just has so many places to go on Christmas Eve that he has to deliver some of the presents early. Like, she was like trying to keep it alive for me.
The whole thing is so freaking weird.
Because it is. Just
bold-faced lie to children. Like, and then they... Like, I would probably guess that, like, a very large percentage of those children who believe in Santa feel, like, very betrayed when they find out that it's
not
real.
I know, I did.
And that their parents, yeah, like, it's so funny.
It's, like, it's just, like, it's, like, a, I can totally understand, like, wanting to create this, like, whimsical, you know.
It's, yeah.
Like, this day that's, like, so probably fantastic for kids when they're in between the ages of, like, I don't know, like 0 to 7 or 8 or something like that.
I would say like 3 to 12. I don't know.
Even that old? Okay, yeah.
Well, like, not Santa, but still like Christmas's bomb.
Yeah. And then like you have to go through that whole scenario where one point or another your child is accusing you of being like liars and like
And you're like, yeah, you're right. I have been lying to you for years. Today is the day you learn that magic isn't real. Santa's not real. Not real. I'm a liar.
Sorry.
Go forth in life with this new knowledge. It's gonna be brutal from here on out.
Yeah, like it's just like it's such a.
I heard of a, like an interesting. I don't know if it's like a new trend in how parents deal with that, but like when their kids confront them about Santa not being real, the way that some people are like framing it is, okay, now that you have asked this question, you're old enough to know that Santa is real. Santa is all of us. And when you are old enough to learn about this, then it's your job to now become Santa for someone else and to keep the magic alive for someone else and that kind of
like,
thing.
Like the way that you just like described that all, that like just sounds so sweet and like endearing and like such a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. And like for sure, like the magic of Santa, regardless of whether or not I remember it actually, like I remember like a few sparse things like here and there and being like so excited about Christmas morning and you know, set out the cookies like maybe one or two times.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
yeah,
that,
same.
It was magical. Like, it was yeah. like, it does create like this sort of.
And then so excited to wake up in the morning to see if the cookies are gone.
I know.
And
like, presents like a there. Bit of, and like the carrots are like half chewed on because like the reindeer had some.
Aww. There's a one of my coworkers is a mom and she's got two kids and one of them's four and she's like it's so annoying because she wakes up her 4-year-old like wakes up every night around like 11 and then doesn't go back to bed until after midnight, but when she wakes up for that like small little window, she goes searching for the elf on the shelf. Her mom like has to stay up until midnight so she can like move the elf again or something.
Elf on the Shelf sounds stupid and I don't think I'm ever gonna do it as an adult.
I probably think I'm probably not going to introduce this idea. I know that it's unavoidable, like my kids are gonna be exposed to Santa and whatever, but I'm never gonna be like, yeah, it's real and lie to them.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I probably will lie to my children.
Yeah, I probably might do that. Okay, on this note, so also recently, I was at an event where people were able to, where Santa showed up and people were able to line up to take their like family pictures with Santa and get their kids to take pictures with Santa and stuff.
Right.
And I'm going to say that like 30% of kids are freaking terrified. They don't want to go near him. They don't want to sit on his lap or smile and they just scream and cry, or they're very shy and they don't want to go near him because they're like just creeped out. And like, it's so interesting because at the same time as we're like, here's this like magic man who brings you presents, at the same time we're like, don't talk to strangers and like
take candy from strangers, and he's yeah. like giving you fucking candy.
And then, but then, yeah, so like as both of that's happening, it's like, but please go sit on this strange man's lap for a picture and smile about it. And these kids are like confused, angry, scared, shy, like uncomfortable. They don't want to do it. And their parents are like making them do it. And like, I saw so many kids like freak out about it. And their parents like force them onto his lap and like are like, stay there, stay there, stay there. Like, as their kids are like screaming. And I'm like, why? Like, why? Those are good instincts for your kid to have, to like not want to like sit on a strange man's lap.
Yeah.
So like it's all so weird to me.
Yeah, it's kind of messed
one,
up.
This one girl was like losing it, and her dad, so it was like a family photo. There's like a mom, a baby, a dad, and this like 3 or 4 or 5 year old girl. And the girl did not want to go. She was like screaming and crying, but everyone else was like pose ready, like waiting for her to like be okay to take the picture. And she was losing it. She would not settle down. And eventually she just like straight up smacked her dad. And everyone was like, ooh. But I was like, good for you. Like, you're being forced against your will, like physically, emotionally, like into the situation that you don't want to be in, that you shouldn't have to be in. So like, for sure, smack your dad.
Yeah. And good for you, girl.
It's all so weird.
Oh, yeah.
Some kids love it. There's this one girl who waited until like after everyone was done taking pictures and then just like stood for like literally like 10 minutes and just talking his ear off, asking 1,000 questions. It was so cute. It was so funny.
That's adorable.
She is really trying to get to the logic of it all.
Okay. I totally just remembered what I was going to say. I think that Christmas presents a little bit of awkwardness. In particular...
Can you repeat that sentence?
Christmas presents a little bit of awkwardness. What's wrong with that? That's
you just like slurred it out the first time.
Shh.
You'll hear it when you edit this.
Okay, so Christmas presents a bit of awkwardness, in particular when you are having your first Christmas with a new family, like when you are newly dating someone or whatever it might be. Like, I mean, I know you've been with Spencer for years, and it's probably second nature to just like have no, maybe not. Okay, your face is like saying maybe not.
Well, I don't know what you're, finish what you're saying.
Well, so last year
that's
was
just my face.
Last year was my first Christmas with my boyfriend, but also like literally the first time that I ever met his family. So like it was pretty intense. We like jumped full force into this thing, and it was just like,
that
okay,
is intense.
You're spending 3 days with his family and you've never met them before. You're staying at their place and like you're living under their rules and everything like that. And so this year it will be a whole lot better. Like I feel incredibly like, you know, like 100 times more comfortable. But they did something different this year, and I hate it. I hate what like I hate what they decided to do. And I get that these are like family traditions, or these are just like, these are simple traditions that most people generally do. And so like my family, my close family, so like my brothers and sisters and like their partners and my parents will do a family name exchange. So everybody just buys for each other, and we don't really like buy gifts for each other as like brothers and sisters and all that kind of stuff. So it minimizes that. And it was almost like Adam's family kind of decided to do something similar. So this year they were like, yep, we're throwing everybody's name into a draw, and we're going to pull names, and everybody can get each other a $20 gift. And that's what it was maxed out at. It was like, cool, awesome. So whose name do I get? My boyfriend's brother's new girlfriend.
Okay.
His new girlfriend, who I've never fucking met in my life, and I have to buy her a gift. What the fuck do you do?
Ask Adam's brother.
Yeah, he said she likes donuts. That is literally the guidance that I've been given. Oh yeah, she likes donuts and cozy things. So you know what I bought her today? I went out and I bought her some donut socks. Looked forever for those. Like they were not easy to find. And then I bought her like another pair of like nice burgundy socks and a scarf.
That's nice.
I literally have never met this girl in my entire life. And I have to buy a present for her. I'm like, oh, this is dumb.
You know what's funny is, so we, Spencer and I, discussed with his parents and both of my sets of parents and siblings and everything that we're not doing Christmas presents this year again.
Like, especially because like you guys are getting married, right? Or was this not any, is this not part of the reason?
Nothing to do with that.
I totally thought like maybe because like, hey, like we need to save money. But okay.
Nope.
My bad.
We just like last year as well, last year we didn't come home. We just stayed, like we stayed out east and by ourselves, which was awesome. The best Christmas ever.
And so now you're like dreading this year's Christmas.
No, I think it's gonna be nice. And at least like we're home. Like we don't have to travel to see our family or anything. Like I hate traveling at that time of year. So it's, that part is fine. But like, it's mostly just the useless consumerism and receiving things that like we didn't want or need. Won't use, so much packaging and waste and like, and money that's unnecessarily spent and like all of this crap. So like, I basically just don't want any part of it. So again, this year we were like, same as last year, we don't want to do any freaking presents. My dad and my stepmom are like, totally cool. My sister, totally cool. My mom said she was cool. And then we were like, then we were like, hanging out, and she was like, but you know, we'll still do like the stocking stuffers and all the little things in the stockings. I was like, Mom, those are like specifically the things that we don't want. These garbage little things that like we didn't want or need. Like, ugh. And my sister said she told my mom there's probably like a whole landfill of just like stuff my mom's bought that like nobody wanted. And Spencer says he talked to his family about it.
But you don't believe him?
Well, because for weeks, he was like, for weeks, I was like, okay, we need to decide, like, which of our families we're doing, like, Christmas Day or Christmas Eve with. And then I was like, okay, before I talk to my mom about doing Christmas Day with her, just make sure Christmas Eve is cool with your family. And then that was, like, and then, like, 2 weeks later, we were talking about it again and like, just reiterated, yeah, like, Christmas Eve, and you told your family, and okay, cool. And then, like, a few days ago, he was on the phone with his dad, and he was like, so, yeah, if it's all right with you guys, we'll do Christmas Eve with you. I was like, oh my God, you told me like weeks ago you've already had this conversation. And then he tried to be like, oh yeah, I was just like reminding him. I was like, okay.
Oh.
Sure. So he says that he told them no presents. And now I'm all anxious because
if you guys
we're
going to
go,
yeah,
they're going to have a crap ton of presents and we're going to be like the assholes who came empty handed and leave with all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
good luck with that.
Yeah.
That's shitty. That's, I just kind of like the holidays.
At the
though.
End of the day, like, it's so lovely to receive a present, regardless of the time of year or who it's from or whatever.
Yeah.
It's lovely, and we'll be grateful and appreciative of anything that we're given. It's just that, like, we don't need anything, and I hate the idea of everybody spending all of this money that they don't need to spend on overpackaged stuff that nobody needed when, like, yeah. At the end of the day, all I want to do is, like, get drunk and eat an awesome meal with you.
Yeah, and just, like, be together. That's, yeah. Like, to me, the biggest thing about,
like...
That's
what, like, it's all about.
I was talking to a coworker, like, a new coworker of mine who's not planning on going home at all, which, like, to each their, like, own. His better half is here and her family and everything is here. And I just, mm-hmm. like, I think that's wonderful that they're gonna do that because, like... That side of the family is, like, way more involved in, like, Christmas and, like, wants to, like, be together for that time of the year. But I just, like, I don't know. I just, like, always think I'm on, like, man, like, if I ever get to that point with my family that I'm, like, I'm going to blow my family off for this other, you know, like, new family that I'm become a part with, I'm, like, that's sad because I love my family. And, like, I want to spend Christmas with them. Oh gosh, yeah, like, it's for sure impossible. I'm already looking at my Christmas schedule, and I want to, like, blow my brains out because it's just, you gotta drive here and then you gotta drive here and then you gotta be here for this and you gotta be there for that. And it's just,
yeah,
it, like, Christmas is, I dream of the day that Christmas is somehow a relaxing holiday for me.
That was why last Christmas was the best ever. We had no family.
Yeah.
We didn't go anywhere. And we lived in a town that literally shuts down for, like, mm-hmm. that whole period of time. So we just got to watch Harry Potter and drink and eat. And it was the best because we didn't have to go anywhere.
Yeah. But I feel like it doesn't happen really until, like, you get a little bit older. I think about my parents, for example. You know, my parents will visit my dad's one uncle just because he doesn't really have anybody else with him. And so they do that just, like, so that he's not alone on Christmas and stuff like that. But outside mm-hmm. of that, all of my grandparents have passed away. So, like, my parents just, like, they either do Christmas, like, with their own children and grandchildren, or they're just, like, with friends. And yeah. I'm just like, man, you guys are living it. You, like, got it going on. Like, your kids come home and they see you on this day. And then, like, yeah, you guys just do whatever bomb. You want for the other days. And I'm like, I dream of that day where, like, I don't have to drive to, like, a million places. For
they come to you.
Freaking holidays.
I'm looking forward to this one because yeah. Everyone's in pretty close proximity.
That's good. So I guess, like, happy early holidays to you. And, like, tell us about your holiday woes.
Yeah. When did you realize Santa was bullshit?
Yeah, that's a good question. Because I want to say I was around, like, 10-ish.
Whoa, that's way too late.
Was it? Okay, then yeah. Maybe. I hope it was earlier. 8? Idiot. I don't know. How old were you? You never told me.
Yeah, I did. I think I was about 7.
Oh my God, that's way too young. Curse.
No, not.
That's early, I think.
Grow up.
Sorry.
Magic isn't real, kid.
All right. Let us know when you realized that Santa was not real.
Bullshit.
Sorry if it was today when you learned.
Sorry if you received an email from me that you thought was from Santa. I was going to say, Merry Christmas. We from...
What?
What? All right, from This Could Get Awkward headquarters, Janelle and I wish you a very Merry Christmas or happy whatever you're celebrating. Let's do that again.
All right, we just want to say merry, happy everything to all of you.
A day off of work, a extra shot of Bailey's in your coffee. Yeah, from This Could Get Awkward headquarters, we wish you a very merry this week of December. Christmas, presents, alcohol, food.
Start this whole thing over again.
I don't know what you want to say here.
From This Could Get Awkward headquarters, Janelle and I wish you a very Merry Christmas or Happy December or extra food and alcohol, whatever you might be celebrating or enjoying or doing. We hope that you have a lovely time of it.
Shoot us a message about it. You can... What's wrong with that?
Nothing. You just slurred again.
Shoot it. What? I said shoot us a message.
That one wasn't that much better.
Sam. Anyways, you can shoot us a message. Anyways, you can shoot us a message at TCGA Podcast on Twitter, on Facebook. It's This Could Get Awkward. On our email, it's This Could Get Awkward Podcast at gmail.com.
Toodaloo.
Fuck, that was way too hard to get through.